We begin the current daf, Masechta Yevamah, is daf Chav Ches. We begin on the bottom of Chav Zayin Beis, 5 lines up in the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, we had a machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan regarding a specific case. If there are two sisters that are also sister-in-laws, they're married to two brothers, and both of these brothers die without any children, now these two sisters fall to Yibin to one Yavam. So on that, Rav said that no matter which one of these sisters dies, the other sister is allowed to be taken in Yibum by that Yavam. And that is although that when they were both alive, it was prohibited because of a Chizuk Kase. They were each other's sister, and a Zokuk is like a wife on some level. But once she dies, the other one, then the other one is not a Chizuk Kase, and then that Zika is removed, it's out of the equation, and now you only have one Yavama, you can go ahead and do Yibum. Rabbi Yochanan argued, and he said no. That there's a halacha concept known as B'shas Nafila, it has to be Yavama Yavila. It has to be that at the time when the Yavama falls to the Yavam, that she's eligible for Yibum. Now, in the case of a Chesuk Kasei, she's not eligible because of the problem that she's the sister of the other one who's also Zakik, so it's like a quasi Chesisha. So then Rabbi Yochanan says that if the first brother died without any children, so that first sister fell for Yibum, and then the second one dies without any children, so if the second one dies first, the second sister who had fell second, then the first one will be permitted in Yibum. That's because when she fell, the other one didn't fall yet. She wasn't a Chesuk Kasei. She was eligible for Yibum. So she was permitted. Then the other one fell. Now she is forbidden. But then when she dies, it's Hutra, Venestra, V'chazla, Terishin. You go back to original Heta because at the time of Nafila, when she first fell for Yibum, she was permitted. It only later became problematic because her other sister then also fell for Yibum. But then once that sister dies, then she goes back to that permitted thing. However, if it's the other way around, if the first sister dies, the second one will not be permitted because although, and this is where he argues on Rav, that now she's no Machayis HaKukasai, but since at the time of the Nafila for Yibum, the other sister was already alive, was already falling for Yibum, and was already a Zakuk, that makes her, when she first falls, forbidden because of a Chayis HaKukasai, so she'll always be forbidden. Now that our Gemara asked, according to Rashi's opinion, both on Rabbi Yochanan and on Rav, but the Gemara's focus is primarily on Rabbi Yochanan. From our Mishnah said a case when there's four brothers, two of them married to two sisters, and then the two that married to two sisters, they die without any children. So the Mishnah says that the two Yibamim have to do Chalitza to them and not Yibum. The Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what you should do is, they had the two brothers, go ahead and let one of the brothers do Chalitza to the one that fell second, that will remove her from the equation, and then you should be able to do Yibum to the first one, because when she first fell, she was the only one, that was Hutra. Then the second one fell, so that was a problem of Nesra. But once you do Chalitza, you remove her from the equation, the first one should be Chayzla, Terarishin. So that's where we concluded on the previous daf, where Rabbi Yochanan responded, Achoyes any day Mishani, you're right. Based on my tradition of what I have this Machlekes with Rav, I don't know how to interpret and who would be the author of this Mishnah, because the truth is, you're right, it shouldn't be Chalitza Zvoy Misamis. It should be that you could do Chalitza to the second one, and then you could go do Yibim to the first one, because there you had B'shas Nafila, Yivama Yavilau. Now that's why our Gemara continues and asks a series of six questions on Rabbi Yochanan. Why did he have to give such a radical answer by saying that this Mishnah of Achayis, of our Mishnah in the beginning of this parak, I don't know who taught it. Why couldn't he find a different way of resolving it and not having to dismiss the total Mishnah? As the Gemara explains, first question. The Leimele Rabbi Yochanan should have said, it's not difficult. You could still have the Mishnah as valid. Because my chaltzis nami diktani, what does the Mishnah mean when it says that these two yevamis, you have to do chalitza? It means chaletzis chada. It was the singular, meaning that one of them has to do chalitza, which is the second one. Because actually, you're right. Once you do chalitza to the second one, you could do yibum to the first one, because that's the case of hutra, then nesra, v'chazla terarishin. So the Gemara says you can't say that. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that. Because chaltzis ketani, it says it with a vav there at the end, which is the plural, it says that they do chalitza, meaning both of them, not just the second one. But the Gemara asks, still that shouldn't be a question, because v'lei malei my chaltzis diyama. It should say that, yes, although it's said in the plural, but it means in general, whenever you have such a case like this, where you have two sisters, then chaltzis, then they, meaning the second ones to fall, they do chalitza, but only the second one, but the first one could do yibum. Not the Gemara says, no, you can't say that. Because Hare Elu Ketani, our Mishnah taught that they are Chaltzis. Now, who are they? It sounds like the two that we're talking about, meaning both the first one and the second one. So again, that is the reason why Rabbi Yochanan couldn't have said that, oh, it just means one of them, but not both of them. But the Gemara asks, still, Velema de Cholz le Rishon de Bereisha, maybe, you're right. It's saying that both of them have to chalitza, but maybe only because it's talking about that the first one to have chalitza done was the first one. Well, then the second one's not permitted anymore because you're right. Once the second one fell, at the time of Nefila, the first one was already there for Yibum, which makes her already at the time of Nefila Chesuk Kukasai. But the truth be told, that if you did chalitza to the second one, the first one could do Yibum. Maybe that our mission is only talking about when you did chalitza to the first one first, then chalitza, then they both have to do chalitza. But the Gemara says you can't say that because chalitza, I'm going to continue our tab of Chavches Min Aleph, that terminology is l'ketchila. It sounds like it's telling you that that's initially what should be done. Ketani, that's what our mission is teaching, meaning this is what you should do and that there is no other way. But if it was going according to Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation, there would be another way, which would be you do chalitza to the second one, and then the first one could do Yibam. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan had to say, Achoyes ene de mishan, I don't know who taught it, because based on him, there's no way to resolve it. That was the first question. Now the Gemara asks a second approach. Still, why should he dismiss it? The Leimelei, Rabbi Yochanan should have responded to the question on him from the Mishnah, that if we would say that although the halacha, you're right, according to me, is that you do chalitza to the second one, and then you do yibum to the first one. But the reason why the Mishnah didn't say that, and rather it said that they both get chalitza, is because it's a gezeira. Meaning, biblically, they would agree to me, but it's a gezeira dilma kodem acholz l'rishon b'reisha, because maybe that we're going to go ahead and have chalitza done to the first one first, and then we'll do yibum to the other one. And the reason why we'd make such a gezeira is because people might get confused and say, what's the difference, which one? Meaning, the halacha, if the Mishnah said it, the way Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is, that you do chalitza to the second one, and then you do yibum to the first one, people might come to say, okay, let's do chalitza to the first one, and do yibum to the second one. Which, that's forbidden, because the second one is forbidden, as we said, because there wasn't a heter of yibum b'shas nefila. But you're right. After the fact, the Mishnah would agree to Rabbi Yochanan, that if you did chalitza to the second one first, that then you would be able to do yibum to the first one. Because in that type of case that we're discussing, where if someone sees that first they did chalitza to the second woman, and then they did yibum to the first one, so then they will realize and not come to do chalitza to the first one, and then do yibum to the second one, because they'll realize that pattern. So maybe the Mishnah was told only like etchila, because of Gzera. But b'diyavit, of course, if you do it Rabbi Yochanan's way, that's going to be permitted. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that's the reason of our Mishnah? I think Moses says you can't say that because v'loy misyamus ketoni. Our Mishnah says, not only does it say that you do chalitza to both, it comes specifically and says that you don't do yibum, which means deleka din yibum hachakla, which means to say that there is no din of yibum here whatsoever, and that what that means is that even if you do chalitza to the second one, there won't be yibum to the first one, again, explicitly, not like Rabbi Yochanan, and again, that's why he had to say, I don't know who taught this. So then he moves on to the third question. Again, why did he have to dismiss it? The lay malay, Rabbi Yochanan should have said that the Tana of the Mishnah, the reason why they say that you have to do chalitza to both, is not because of the halacha of Zika, that makes it forbidden to do yibum to both sisters. Rather, actually, the Tana of a Mishnah could hold ein Zika. And the reason is because if the Tana of a Mishnah held that there is Zika, so then you're right, like Rabbi Yochanan, that once you do chalitza to the second one, that removes her Zika, and then it's permitted to do yibum to the first one, like Rabbi Yochanan said. But the reason of the Mishnah would be Gzeres Shemiyamos. Maybe it's a decree that one of them are going to die, as we explained at the beginning of the parak. Because maybe once you do Yibum to one, in the interim, maybe the other brother is going to die. And then it's going to be a bit of Yibum, because once you married one sister, then the other one will go out by herself without having Yibum Chalitza, because she's a Chay Sishtar. Now that's why the Rabbanah took away the din of Yibum by the cases of sisters in the totality of it. And that is, even if you do chalitza to one of them, that where then there wouldn't be a bitl mitzvah yabmin, but since they don't want you to get accustomed to doing any yibum by the sisters, because then if you do, you might come to do the yibum initially, and that you'll do it even before the other one did chalitza. Now, and then you'll have the problem that once one does the yibum, then the other one might go ahead and die, v'as levatl mitzvah yabmin, and there's a problem about being mevatl mitzvah of yibum. But regarding the case that Rabbi Yechon was discussing in his argument with Rav, which is when when the second one dies, where now there's only one Yavama left. If that's the case, then there's no reason to make a gzera over there and to say that you can't do yibum to the first one, because there's no concern whatsoever of the case of Asal Mitzl Yavman. So why couldn't he say that the Mishnah, of course, agrees to me? You could do chalitza. In other words, we didn't allow it in the case of doing chalitza to the second one and then do yibum to the first one, because then you might get confused and then you might come to do the Yidin before the Chalitza. And if you do Yidin before the Chalitza, then you might have the other brother die, and then the other one will be removed without Yidin and Chalitza, and that's forbidden because of Bitul Mitzvah Yavman. And we're concerned that that brother might die. But in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, where the second one died, where you didn't do anything wrong to come to confuse, and there's only one left, so then why can't you go ahead and do Yidin, and then maybe the Mishnah would agree you could do Yidin to the first one. So I think my answer is no. The reason why Rabbi Yochanan couldn't say that in the explanation of our Mishnah is because Rabbi Yochanan lemisa lechayish. Rabbi Yochanan, in general, is not concerned for death. And therefore, he couldn't say that the case of our Mishnah was talking about such a case of the halacha, even if you hold ein zika of asa levatel mitzvah yavmin, because we don't have to be concerned that we can't do yibum to one because then the other brother might die and not do yibum to the other one because he's not concerned for that. And therefore, there would not have been such a halacha if they in the Mishnah held like a b'yechnan, that you could do chalitza to one and then yibum to the other. And the only reason why is because we don't want to have one doing yibum and then the other brother dying before they do yibum to the other one. That's not true. B'yechnan can't hold of such a reason because he's not concerned for death of the other yavim dying before he gets a chance to do yibum to the other one, thus creating a bitla mitzvah yavim. Now the Gemara asks question number 4. But let's say Rabbi Yochanan should have responded, what do you mean? It's not a difficulty on me. The Mishnah could agree with my opinion. But it's going like Rabbi Elazar, who explains in Perek Beis Shammai and the Kaf Tes Amud Aleph, that he says with an ultimatum. He says, Kibin sha'amda lav sha'achas be'isr, once there's a moment of prohibition of doing yibum to the Yavama, nesoy lav elam. So he says that it will be forbidden forever. So now that makes sense. That no matter when it happened, even if it was the first one or the second one, even if, let's say, it was Hutra, then Nesra, V'chazla Teira, which is the case of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Elazar holds, doesn't make a difference at what point in time, it's forbidden forever. But on that, Rabbi Yochanan could say that the Mishnah is not difficult, according to me, to say, I don't know who learned it, because that's going like Rabbi Elazar, and I'm saying like the Rabban who argue and say it's only if B'shas Nefila was also. So that Gemara says you can't say that, because I mean the sefer from the fact that the end of the Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar, which Rabbi Elazar says explicitly, Rabbi Elazar Omer, he says regarding this halacha that you have to chalitza to both, and if you violate it and both of them got married, he says b'sham say yikaimu b'sil say yitziu. But either way, from the fact that there's a Tanakama, then there's Rabbi Elazar, so obviously Reish Lav Rabbi Elazar, you can't say that the Tanakama, which is the what we're discussing over here, that they had both have to be chalitzas, obviously cannot be like Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara has question number 5. The name and the Gersa is Lay. Rabbi Yochanan should have said to Rabbi Yasi, "Dinafal bavas achas." Maybe the case is talking about that they both fell, both brothers died at the same moment. Rabbi Yisrael Glili here, and it's going according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Dama Efshel Tamsim. He says in Halacha that things could be exact, meaning it's not that one brother died a second before. No, it could be they died at the same exact moment. Now, therefore, you don't have a Rishon and a Sheni. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that it's only permitted if the other sister died afterwards. If she was the first one and she was permitted, then the second one came, made it forbidden. Then she was removed. Then you go back to original Heter. But if they both fell at the same time, that means B'shas and Nefilu, they were both forbidden. And that's why both are Chalitzas. But if there was a first and a second, then you're right. You could do Chalitza to the second and then do Yibim to the first. That the Gemara answer is Leisos Lantanik Rabbi Yisrael Glili. We don't have an anonymous Mishnah like Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Rather, we go like the majority, like the Chachamim, and therefore we can't say and establish that it was going like Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Now the Gemara asks the 6th and final question. The Leimalei, Rabbi Yochanan should have responded, the Lo Yedinon Hainofa Bereisha, we don't know which one was the first one to fall for Yibam, to say that we'll do Chalitza to the second one and allow the first one in Yibam. And since we don't know, both have to be Chalitzas. But you're right, if we knew, we would do chalitza to the second one and even to the first one. I think Mara says you couldn't say that. Ihachi, if the reason is because we don't know which one's the first one, but had we known, then the first one would do yibum, well then, hainu diktani, then this that the Mishnah there continues and says, that although we're saying that both have to do chalitza, let's say kadmu v'kansu, let's say both the brothers, instead of doing chalitza, said, you know, you do yibum to that one, and I'll do yibum to the other one. So the Mishnah said yitziu. Then they have to go ahead and get rid of them. They cannot remain married to them. Now, on that, the Gemara's question would be, if it was going like Rabbi Yochanan, and we just don't know who it is, the question is why? Bishlam Rishayin Amrin Lay, very well, the first one that violates this Isser of when you have to do Chalitza, and instead he gets married to them, that we would tell him, look, you can't stay married to her. That's because you definitely did an Isser in marrying this woman. Because even if, let's say, this was the first one that fell, but Man Shari Loch, who permitted her to you? In other words, she's still a chayzikuka, meaning at this moment, because both of the sisters are alive. So even if she was the first one to fall, and there was a moment of heter, but she's still a chayzakuka. And now, which one of the brothers did chalitza to the other one to say that there's no mazika on her? There's still zika. You're the first brother, even though she's the first yivama. So that would make sense over there, where we would say yitziu. But elishniya amar, but the second one would say, after the first one violated, and he went and did yibim to the first one. So then the second one could say, what do you mean, chavrai shniya yibim? My brother, he, you know which one he did yibim to? He did yibim to the second one. You know which one I'm being miyabim now? She's the first one to fell. Ano rishoyin miyabim. I'm doing yibim to the first one. Now, if it's the first one, which it could be, we don't know, it would be the yavama that was permitted, only then became forbidden, and then went back to the original heter. Now, and there's a halacha that's on Daf Chavtal Manalv, where the Mishnah there says, Kadmu v'kansu, ein mitzin miyadim, where they violated and they went married, we don't have to remove it. The reason why, as explained over there, is because that's talking about a case of where it's only a suffix, a doubt if it was a chesukuka. Now, therefore, the Gemara is saying, how would we be able to say that this is like Rabbi Yochanan? And the reason why the Mishnah is saying you have to do chalitza to both is because we don't know which one is that one. So, okay, you have to do chalitzas. But then when the Mishnah says that if they go ahead and they marry Yoytziyu, why Yoytziyu? We understand why the first one would have to be Yoytziyu. Because even if she's the first one, but right now both sisters are alive, they're both Achay Sukuka, and who lets you go ahead and violate the sister? But the second one could say, my brother who went first, he actually got the second one. We don't know. Maybe he got the second one. That would make now my first one, the one that was Hutra originally, now it became Nestor, but now that my brother did Yibum, it removed that Esther because there's no Mazik over there. Now the first one goes back to Telerishan, and therefore I'm doing the first one. So although it's a case of doubt, maybe it's first, maybe it's second, but since it could be, it's only a suffix. And as we learned on the Mishnah Daf Chavdala, when it's only a suffix, if this is a Chayzikuka, and you violate in your kindness, that lo yitziu. So why would our Mishnah say Kansu Shneim would have to be yitziu? The Gemara concludes, Hayinu dekama le'achayis ein indiyim mishanan. That's why Rabbi Yochanan said that this case of our Mishnah, that I don't, of sisters, meaning there's the two sisters from the four brothers, I don't know who learned it, who taught it, because I have no way of resolving it according to the tradition that I have, as we tried six different approaches of saying how it could fit Rabbi Yochanan, and we showed how each one wouldn't fit, so it must be, Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't know who taught it, because it doesn't work with my approach. Now, however, the Gemara says, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is asking, continue on Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. A Mishnah taught, Ha'isa'achaz men asura la'echad iser ervaf. Let's say there's four brothers, two of them married to two sisters. The two married to two sisters die without any children. They fall in front of the two other brothers. So on that, we said in the Mishnah, you have to do chalitza to them. You can't do yibim. Even if they're kindness, you have to be yitziu. Now, however, we said, if let's say one of the two sisters is an erva on one of the two yivamen, for example, let's say it's his mother-in-law or some other erva, then asr ba, so then he's forbidden to go ahead and do yibim to her. Obviously, she's one of the 15 arayis. Umuta ba'achaysa, but he's permitted in the other sister. But vasheni also b'shtein, but the second one is forbidden. And both of them, the reason is because he has them both as permitted, so they're achaysa kuka, that's forbidden. But however, that other brother who wants an erva, so that she doesn't fall for him, so there's only their sister, so he could do yibim to her. Now, the Gemara asks, Salgadaitach, the Gemara's assumption is, from the fact that the Mishnah was didn't say any specifics, it would sound like, even if the Naflacha Moise, if let's say his mother-in-law, who again is forbidden only on one of them, only one of them has it, it's one is his heir, his mother-in-law, that she felt chila. She was the first one that her brother, one of the brothers, meaning her husband, died first. Now Rashi says the reason why we picked mother-in-law is really just one of the arayis, and it's just the easiest case to pick because it's the most common, because all the other cases are very contrived how to figure out a case, how that could fall. But mother-in-law is very easy. That went and it was his brother that married his mother-in-law. Now, maybe it could be even talking about that his mother-in-law was the first one to fall. Now, that is difficult now, according to Rabbi Yechanan, because Vamai, why is it that, as the Mishnah says, that the Sheni is Asa B'Shtein, why is it that the second Yavam, who both of them are not an Ervatim, why are both forbidden to him? But Leku Chasan, let the son-in-law of the first one to fall, because we said that the first one to fall is an Ervatim, it's his mother-in-law, let him go first, and Liyabim, let him go ahead and do Yibim to the second sister, which is Hachdei Nechamaisa, which is not his mother-in-law. Now, that woman is permitted to him because she's not a chesuk ukasa, as we explained in the case of the Mishnah, because the other one's in erva. So that one's not noifel for him because in erva is not even in the parish of Yibam. Now, if he goes and does that bereshit, if he does that first, then let the mother-in-law of that first one be to the second brother. Let her be, since she fell first. And at that moment, she was permitted, because the other one didn't fall yet. Now, when the other one falls, it becomes asa. But when the other one gets taken out of the equation by the other brother, who could do yibum, because the other one's an erevit to him, so now the first one goes back l'teira rishon, so she should be permitted now to the other brother. Why do we say that the other brother is forbidden to both? So I think my answer, Rav Papa, we must say, k'goin d'nof l'hach, d'ein l'chamayis abereisha. You're right, according to Rabbi Yechon, we have to say that the Mishnah must be talking about where the one who's not the mother-in-law, she falls first. And therefore, even if the other brother, which is the son-in-law, does yibum to that one first, and now the other one remains, she'll still be forbidden because b'shas from nefila, the issue is achay zekuka, and therefore it's not going to help any more heter, and that's why the second one's going to be forbidden to both, because the ein lechamayis is the one that fell first. Now the Gemara takes us back to the case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, Rabbi Elazar Omer, he says, regarding this halacha, where if you have these achay zekukais, if they're falling in front of these two remaining brothers, so the Tanakhama said that if they violated this iser, which is rabbinic of achay zekukasai, then they have to be yitzir, because they violated that iser. And then Rabbi Elazar brings actually as a machlekes. B'sham Omer and B'chul B'sham say that they could maintain them as wives, because ultimately, biblically, they are yavamas, and therefore they both fulfilled yibum with each one. And B'sham say, no, yitzir, you have to remove them. Natan Linda Braisa, that there is a plethora of shitas regarding this machlekes. Rabbi Elazar Omer, as he says in our Mishnah, B'sham Omer Mikaimu, Weselam Yitzir. Rabbi Shimon Omer Mikaimu, he says that they can maintain them. Now B'sham Omer, he says the opposite of Rabbi Elazar. He says actually, Kal Hoy Lehem LeBeisil B'Dabazet, there was a leniency for Beisil in this topic, meaning that it was Beisil that was lenient. Because Shabishame Yitzir, it's Bishame that says you have to remove them. Bishilam Yikam and Bishil says that you can maintain them. Now, the Gemara asked Reb Shimon Kaman, exactly who is Reb Shimon, according to whose opinion is Reb Shimon going like? As the Gemara explains, Ike Bishamai, if he's coming to say that it's Bishame that says that you can maintain them, it's Hein Reb Elazar, that's Reb Elazar, who he already says that Bishame says Yikamu. And Ike Bishil, if he's coming to say Bishil's opinion, well, Hein Abishol, that's already Abishol, who he said that Basil said you can maintain them. Now, as Rashi explains, you can't say Reb Shimon was saying his own opinion because he's not what's called a bar plukta. He can't get involved in machlekes Bisham Basil. Once they're arguing, he would have to pick one or the other, but he's not someone that could get involved in that. So when he's saying Yikaimu, who is he saying? Bisham, it's already said. Basil's already said. So the Gemara answer, what Reb Shimon was saying was, he was saying that actually that they don't argue, and that according to everybody, Allah is Yikaimu, exactly the opposite of Tanakam of our Mishnah, who said that according to everybody, Yitziyu, he's saying actually according to everybody is Yikaimu. Now, Mishnah said, continuing on this case, if one of them is an erva on one of the brothers, so then he's permitted by Chaisa, so although generally when two sisters fall, you're forbidden them both because of Chaisa Kukasai. However, if one of them is an erva, she's not falling, so there's only one zakuk, so you can go ahead and do yibum to that one. Now that the Gemara asks, "Hotanin lechadazim." We already learned this halacha in the Mishnah Daf Chaf. It says in the Mishnah over there, "Achaisa, the sister of an erva, kishehi yevimta, when she's also falling to yibum from a different brother, oicheletzes, oimisabemes, then you can do either chalitza or yibum." That's the same thing we learned in our Mishnah, where we say you're forbidden in the erva and you're permitted in the sister. What more is our Mishnah teaching? So I think Gemara said tzricha. No, we needed to say both Mishnayos. Diash min hasam, had we only had the Mishnah Daf Chaf, that's because over there, where there's only, that Mishnah was talking about, where there's only one brother, one Yavam, where there's no gezeira to say that, oh, wait a second, if we permit this Yavam to do Yibam to one of them, maybe then if there were two brothers, where then the other one doesn't have a din erva on either one of them, maybe then actually we would say that the one brother that does have an erva cannot even do yibum to the other one, because if we let him do yibum to one, then the other one might not realize that he doesn't have that heter, because both are achay zekukasa, and he might do yibum to the other one, which is forbidden, because they're both achay zekukasas. But regarding the case of our Mishnah, where you could make a gzeir because of the second one, because again, as we just said, because if you let the second one to do yibum, then meaning one of the brothers, then the second one might do like his other brother, and he's going to be violating the issa v'chesuk u'kasai, because both of them are falling to him for yibum. And therefore, in the case of our Mishnah Ema, we would say that even for the one that the erva is not falling for him, so he only has one, that loy, he cannot do yibum. That's what we're saying, that our Mishnah, that no, when there's two brothers and one has them an erva, one of them, so he could do yibum to the other one, even though his brother cannot do to either one, and we're not concerned that he's going to come to do yibum to the other one. Now, v'yesh min ha'ach, had we only said our Mishnah, mishum de'ikas sheni de'kamuchach, because on some level, our Mishnah actually is even more clear, because from the fact that the second brother is not doing yibum like his other brother, so there's a hecker that's obvious that there is a prohibition generally of a chesuk kukasai. Because why is this other brother not doing anything? Oh, that tells us that although one is doing yibum, even though it seems like a chesuk kuka, it's not a chesuk kuka, it's just because the erva is not falling in front of him, but since the other brother is not doing it, we know that that's the reason, and we're not going to come to mit regular chesuk kuka. Aval Hasam, but over there in the Mishnah of Chaf Deleka Sheni, where there is no second brother, there's only one brother. Eimalai, we would say maybe he cannot do Yibim. And the reason is because, what do you mean, why can't he do Yibim? There's two sisters falling from two different brothers. One of them's an Erva, so the other one is totally permitted. She's not a Chesukuka. Is because you might come to say, and you might get confused someone else, and say, whoa, two sisters falling from two different brothers, and I know he did Yibim to one, that we might think a Chesukuka is not forbidden. Tzricha, that's where we have to say the Mishnah Daf Chaf, to say that even in such a case, even if there's no other brother proving that the reason why this one's doing Yibum to one is because that there's no case of a Chesukuka, but there is a Chesukuka, as we see the other brother's not doing any Yibum. And that's why we say that even over there, even if there's no proof, still you can go ahead and do Yibum, and we're not concerned for a Chesukuka b'yama. Now, our Mishnah said also that Isra Mitzvah, regarding the case of when, not that one is an Erva one, but one is actually only a rabbinic prohibition, that one is a case where you can't do yibum to one because there's a rabbinic prohibition, she's a shnia, she's an erva medivri seifrim. So then we said that then you have to do chalitza to the other one, to the sister. Now, that the Gemara's question is, we also learned that in the Mishnah Daf Chaf. So as we continue on Talmud Beis, the Mishnah there says, Isser mitzvah, isser kedusha. If one is a rabbinic erva, or if one is a Issa Kedusha, which is a negative prohibition, but it's not that of a Issa Karas. So then the Mishnah there says that if one of them is Asr on one of them because of an Issa Mitzvah, then you're not permitted in the sister. And the reason is because biblically, the Issa Mitzvah is falling for you. So that does make the other sister into a Chay Sikukasi. And therefore the Mishnah there says, Chaletz is v'lemis yabemis. You have to do Chalitza and you can't do Yibum. But you already see the halacha that we're saying over here in our Mishnah from that Mishnah over there, where if it's Issa Mitzvah, although that doesn't allow us to do Yibum, but you still have to do Chalitza because you're still in the Nefila. So I think Gemara says, no, Hasam, over there in Perketza on Daf Chav, Issa Mitzvah L'chuda. In other words, the only thing we're learning over there in Daf Chav is when you have a Yevamah that falls in front of you, where she is forbidden because she's a secondary erva. That is what we say over there in that Mishnah, that okay, so then you have to do Chalitza, but you can't do Yibum, because she's not totally exempted. She's not an erva to say she doesn't need Chalitza. But Hacha, Isser Mitzvah V'Achaisa, the case we're talking about over here in our Mishnah, is not just a rabbinic erva, it's her and her sister who are falling from two different brothers, that our Mishnah is telling us that you can't do Yibum to the sister. Now, the reason why we would not have known that from that Mishnah is because we would have thought to say, Leikum Isser Mitzvah B'mokum Isser Erva. That although that Mishnah says over there that, look, you have an Isser Mitzvah falling in front of you, so it's not going to totally exempt, but you can't do Yibum, so you do Chalitza, maybe that's over there, because again, she's falling. But over here, although you would think, okay, so logically we know that so she falls for Yibum, so the sister is still a Chesukuka, and therefore you have to do Chalitza, you can't totally exempt her. On that, the Gemara says, no, you would have thought to say, maybe we would consider Issa Mitzvah like a Issa Erva, V'tisyabim, and then you could do Yibum to the sister, and that she should not be like a Chesukukasai. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah that's saying that, no, she's not an Issa Erva, she's just an Issa Mitzvah, which is a rabbinic problem. So since she does fall for Yibum, she does make the other sister a Chesukukasai, and therefore you can't do Yibum to the other sister, you have to Chalitza. Now, the Gemara wonders about our Gemara's answer. V'tesyabim? You're saying the havamina was that you would do yibum to the other sister, meaning the sister of the other one who's isra mitzvah? How could you say that? It seems logical that it is the same as the Mishnah Daf Chaf. Because kivim demidereisa ram yikameh, as you said, that when the isra mitzvah falls for yibum, she biblically is falling. The only thing is, Rabbanan said that she's a secondary erva, so you can't do yibum, so you have to chalitza. So therefore, kapoga b'chesek u'kase. So therefore, regarding the halacha of our Mishnah also, it seems pretty obvious that of course you can't do yibum to her. She's not the only one that's being zakuk because her sister is not falling because she's an isra mitzvah. Isra mitzvah does fall. So of course, b'chesek u'kase. How could you think you would do yibum? I think Gemara says no. So g'day d'chamina mishum mitzvah. We would have thought to say, because we want that there should be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of yibum, that Avad Rabbanon, what Rabbanon would do is that they wouldn't keep their rabbinic problems, which is this Isra of Zika. Because the whole halacha of Achayisuk Kukasi essentially is rabbinic. That we say that, oh, if there's Zika, so she's like a rabbinic type of a wife, so then we say her sister's forbidden. But where there's Isra mitzvah, meaning that other sister is already rabbinically prohibited, then we would say that, okay, so now she's really not part of the equation. The only thing is that we say that she has a Zika, which makes the other one the sister of that Zakuka. We say, no, she's not a Zakuk, because rabbinically, anyway, she's forbidden, because she's the Issa Mitzvah. And therefore, we would say that the other one should be the only one falling for Yibum, and she's not a Chais of Zakukasai. We would say that the other one's not Zakuk, because the whole halach of Zika is anyway the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say that she's an Erva. So therefore, the other one you would think you could do Yibum, Kamash Mulan, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that no, Issa Mitzvah is just, she does fall for Yibum, and since she falls for Yibum, the Rabbanan still instituted their Isra b'chesek u'kasai, and you can't do Yibum to the other sister. Now the Mishnah continued, it said, Haysa achas mehen, if one of them was an erva to one of them, and the other one was an erva to the other one, so then what interestingly comes out, that although when generally when there's a chesek kuka, two sisters falling at the same time, each one has to have chalitza done, in this case actually, you'll be able to do Yibum to both. One brother to the one that's not his erva, and the other one to the other one that's not his erva. Now, not the Gemara is hasul amalei. Well, what more are we adding in this case? Haino hach, it's the same as the first one. Mal lechad mal letrei. We already said that if one of them is an erva to one of the brothers, so he could do yibum to the one that's not, and the other one who doesn't have either one of the erva is forbidden to both. Now, so we already know that halacha, that if one's an erva to you, so then she's not falling, so there's only the other one, she's not a chesek u'kasei. So what is more when you say when there's two brothers that each one is an erva to the other one, more than the first case when there's an erva to only one? I think Mar says tricha. No, we needed to say this case. Diashmin hasim, had we only had the first case where only one is an erva to one of the yavamin? Now the reason why there we would allow yibum to the other one, to the other sister, shum de ikasheni de muchach, because there's the other brother who's making it obvious that there is generally a problem of a chesukuka because he's not doing yibum to any one of them. So we know that, oh, why not? Because there's a chesukuka. Aval hacha delekashena dekam muchach. But over here in the case that we're describing, where you don't have a second brother illustrating the generic problem of a chesukuka, because both of them in this case are doing yibum, and then maybe we should be concerned that maybe even when there's a regular chesukuka, we might come to permit it. And therefore, a maloi, maybe we'd say that actually in this case, they both cannot do yibum. And that's why we have to say the second case, when there's two brothers, both of them doing yibum. Now, v'yash min hachad, we only said the second case, when there's two brothers doing yibum. Adarab, actually to the contrary, tarvai muchadodi, actually it's a greater illustration because both brothers are confirming the generic problem of achesu kuka regarding the other brother. Because we say, we tell one person he can't marry the other one, only this one, which is not his erva. And we tell him, oh, you can't marry that one, only that one. Now, this illustrates from the fact that one is forbidden on one and one is on the other, that's why there's no achayis kuka. But we would figure it out, but wait a second, that would mean that generally there is. Aval idach loy, but regarding the first case where you don't have this illustration of when this one you could and this one you can't, meaning both brothers doing yibum to only the other one, and maybe then we would get confused and allow generally a chesakuka. Tzricha, that's why we have to say both cases, the one when only one has an erva to him, and then he's permitted to one, and even when both have both the other ones being erva, that you could do yibum to the other one, is again to confirm that even though that in the combination that there might not be an illustration of the generic problem of a chesakuka, we're not concerned that if we permit over here, we might come to allow even when there's no Issa Erva and thus encountering the problem of a Chesed Kukah. Now the Mishnah said that Zuhi Sha'amru V'chulu, regarding this case, when you have that the sisters, that one of them is an Erva to one and the other one's an Erva to the other one, that you can do Chalitza or Yibum to the other one. Meaning both brothers are only having one falling, one that one and one that one. So the Gemara asks, Zuhi Lam Utei, and says, this is the case that we said. What does that come into exclude? Meaning it sounds like that there's another case that you wouldn't say that it's permitted to do either Yibum or Chalitza to the other one. That the Gemara says, Lam Utei Issa Mitzvah Lezev, Issa Mitzvah Lezev, it's coming to exclude that even if one is forbidden to the other one because of rabbinic prohibition and the other one's forbidden to the other one because of rabbinic prohibition, that case we wouldn't say that each one is permitted to the other one. So the Gemara says, "Sulamali, Haynohach." What I mean, that's exactly what we said before. That we said it, Issa Mitzvah and Issa Kedusha does not allow the other one in Yibum. You would have to Chalitza. So therefore, once we said it in the first case, Mal Lechad, Mal Litrei, what is any different when one brother has one of them in Issa Mitzvah? And when we're saying in this case, where Zui is excluding when both of them have them as Issa Mitzvah. And the Gemara says, no. Mal Detema, I would have thought to say, Ki Lo Yam Rinon Uki Issa Mitzvah B'Mokam Issa Erva, you're right. As we explained in the previous Gemara, that we're not going to make the Iser Mitzvah, like an Iser Erva, to allow Yibum to the sister. When did we say that? That's Hecha de Ikele Migzah Mishum Sheni, where there's a concern because of the second brother. Meaning, if there's only an Iser Mitzvah on one of the women, on one of the brothers, but for the second brother, they're both Zakuk, which was the case of the Reisha, then if you permit the brother that has one of them as an Iser Mitzvah to do Yibum to the other one, then you might come to allow the second brother to do Yibim, and he's going to be encountering a Chesed Kukasle. But regarding the Seifu, when there's no reason to be concerned for the second one, because the second one actually has, he also has one of them being Asa and him Issa Mitzvah. Maybe for each one you would say that no, the Issa Mitzvah is like an Issa Erva, and although we see from the previous Gemara that you, previous case in the Mishnah that you don't make it, maybe that's only because of a concern of the second person, the second brother. But when there's no concern, then we would make it like an Issa Erva. Ule Yamay, and therefore then we would allow each one to do Yibam to the other one. That no, we do not make the Issa Mitzvah like Issa Erva. She's not. There is Nefila. She makes the other one Achayza Kukasim. And therefore, both would be forbidden in that case of Issa Mitzvah to do Yibim to the other sister. Now the Gemara mentions a halacha which clarifies this chiddush of our Mishnah, which was a large sugya on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Chintan Reb Chiya, and so to Reb Chiya taught that Bekulon, regarding all the 15 women mentioned in the beginning of our Masechta, those are the 15 Arayas. So regarding all those women, on the Kari Behen, I could recite upon them, meaning I could conceptualize the halacha of our Mishnah regarding when you have two sisters falling to two remaining brothers, ha'asur lezeh, mutaris lezeh, that one will be forbidden to one, and the other one will be permitted to that one. Meaning you could have that one will be forbidden to one because that she's one of these 15 women, but will be permitted to the other one. And the second one also will have one will be forbidden because of that erva itself, that same erva, and permitted to the other one. And therefore you could have such a case of two sisters that v'achayse kishiyavimta, when you have a sister, that she has also her sister falling from Yibim at the same time from the other brother, that Allah will be, oi chelzes, oi misyamis, that you could do either chalitza or Yibim, and you will not be encountering an Achayza Kukah. Now, as Rashi says, he went through the whole list, which we have on our review on the Testament Bays, of all the 15 women that you could have. Again, this case of four brothers, two of them married two sisters, they both died, both sisters fall, they generally are Pram Achayza Kukah, but one of them is an Erva, we'll call it, let's say, the mother-in-law, and therefore she's an Erva, so he's permitting the other one, and his other brother, actually, his mother-in-law is married to the other one. So he's forbidden to that one, so he's permitted to the other one. You could have that although it's that two sisters, which are generally, you could only do chalitza to both, that both of them could be taken in Yibum by the other Yavam. And this will apply with all of the 15 women. Now, however, Rabbi Yehuda Mitargi Mechamais Veilach, Rabbi Yehuda actually said, he interpreted that this halacha of Rabbi Chiya, that you could say that the same erva will be to both remaining brothers for the other one, and therefore, hence, they're each permitted to the other one. That's only he only started counting from the 15 women in our Mishnah from the case of the mother-in-law and on. Avashita, Babi, Dereish, Olay, but the first six cases of our Mishnah, meaning you only have 9, because the first 6, that it doesn't count in the Braisa of Reb Chiya. The question is my time. So the reason is, Kivin Debita, since the first case, first of the 15 women mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta, the only way you could have that case of the daughter, in this case that we're describing in our Mishnah, only if it was a daughter out of wedlock, but you cannot have it as a daughter in if it was through marriage, as Rashi explains. You could only have it out of wedlock if, for example, if Reuven went and violated a woman, meaning he had a daughter out of wedlock. Now then Shimon came, and he went, and he then married, he didn't marry, he then violated that same woman who his brother had violated, and he had a daughter from that woman. Now, then the daughter of Reuven and the daughter of Shimon marry Levi and Yehuda, who are the brothers of their fathers. Now, they are maternal sisters, as we said, they both were from the same woman out of wedlock. Now, the daughter of Shimon would be permitted to Reuven, and the daughter of Reuven would be permitted to Shimon. And you have two sisters having Gibum done to them, because each one, it's his daughter that's an Erva, but the other one is not, because it's the other one's daughter, not his. And so too for the case of the Bas Pita and all of them. Now, Rashi actually clarifies. Although the remaining 5 cases of the first 6, you actually could have even through marriage, but Rashi says, since the first case of Bitoy, you could only have in the case of Anusa out of wedlock, because as we said, you can't have 2 daughters of 2 brothers who are maternal sisters, because you wouldn't be able to have Shimon marrying who was already his brother's wife, because that's Issa of Eshes Achiv. So therefore, since the case of Bita could only be out of wedlock, we didn't mention that Bahasru Lazeh, Mataris Lazeh, all the other ones, because since they're all derivatives on this halach of Bas, meaning they're either Bas or Bas Bitoy or Bas Benoy or Bas Ishtoy, they're all those first 6 cases are similar to the case of Bitoy, and since they're all considered one category, and the case of Bitoy is only possible out of wedlock, and that is what Rabbi Yehuda says, Benisun Kamayri Ba'insun Lekamayri. The Braisa Rabbi Chiya was only talking about cases of marriage, not by cases that are only conceptualized out of wedlock. And as we just described, the first case of those 6, which then makes the whole category of Bitoy, is only possible that they should be falling for Reuben and Shimon, that one of them will be a daughter to one and a daughter to the other one, would only be if they were from the same woman out of wedlock, but not through marriage. Now, Abaye Metargem of Bitoy. No, Abaye says, even from the case of Bitoy, he has all of the 15 women in this Braisa of Rabbi Chiya, because yes, it's Me'anu Sasai, it would be only out of wedlock, and Kivin Dashkuchi Mishkachas Law, and since it's possible this case of Bita, Ibai Ba'inzin Tav, Ibai Benisun Tav, yes, if you want, it would be through a case of out of wedlock, or with marriage, it doesn't make a difference, since it's possible, Rabbi Chiya was saying that the halach of our Mishnah, of having Hasru Lazeh, Mataris Lazeh, and Hasru Lazeh, Mataris Lazeh, could even be by all the 15, even by the case of Bita, be it out of wedlock. However, Ava, but what Abaye does say is that it's not all 15 women. Because Eishes Achiv Shalahoi Ba'lamiloi, that one, meaning it would only be 14 women. The case of the Erva, when it's his brother's wife that he wasn't alive with him at the same time, that cannot be counted in the Braisa of Chiya. The reason is, Kivim Da Liba Du Rebbe Shimon Hudu Mishkachas Lo, since it's only possible to have this case of Asru Lazeh Muteris Lazeh, according to the opinion of Rebbe Shimon, as the Gemara shortly will quote from Rav Safra, but Aliba Du Rabbanan Loi Mishkachas Lo, you can't have it according to the Rabbanan, who they hold a different halacha of HS Achim Shlahoi Bar Lama. They hold that even if it's Yibam L'Bseif Noilat, even if one of the brothers, let's say it was Reuben and Shimon, and Reuben died, and Shimon did Yibam, and then Levi's born, still Levi will be forbidden for Reuben's wife, even after she falls from Shimon, because of HS Achim Shlahoi Lama, and it's not, therefore that case of Asur L'Zem, Mataris L'Zeh, would only be possible according to Reb Shimon, according to Rabbanan, but Plukta L'Kamari, Reb Chiya was not talking about a case of Machleikis, so therefore Abaye says, yes, it could be even from the case of Bita, but there's only 14, not 15. Now, Rav Safra Metargem Af Eishes Achiv Shalahoi Ba'Lamai. Now, Rav Safra says you could have all 15, even Eishes Achiv Shalahoi Ba'Lamai. U'Mishkachas Lo, and how can you have the case of Asur L'Zem, Mataris L'Zeh, and Asur L'Zem, Mataris L'Zeh? Bishita Achi, it's with 6 brothers, Valibud Reb Shimon, and it goes according to Reb Shimon, and we discussed this at length also on Daf Tes. Now, V'Samonech, and the mnemonic to remember this case, is Mace, one dies, Neilet, another one's born, V'Yibim, then one does Yibim, Mace, another one dies, Neilet, another one's born, Yibam, and another one does Yibam, which the Gemara now explains exactly what's this case. But that's a mnemonic, Meis Nel B'Yabam, Meis Nel B'Yabam. Case as follows. Reuven B'Shimon, you have two brothers, Reuven B'Shimon, that are Nesu and Shtei Achayis, are married to two sisters. Levi Huda, they're also alive. Then Nesu and Shtei Achayis, they're married to two unrelated women. Now, here's where we go. Meis, the first of the mnemonic Meis, is Meis Reuven. Reuven dies. The Noilid of the mnemonic is Noil Yisachar. Now, a new brother Yisachar is born after Reuven had died. Now, the Yibim is that the Yibim Levi. Levi does Yibim to Reuven's widow. Now, the next Meis is Meis Shimon. Now, Shimon dies. Now, Noilid is Noilid Zvulun. Zvulun is born. Now, the last Yibim is the Yibim Yehuda, and Yehuda does Yibim to Shimon's widow. Now, the Gemara explains, so that's this sets the stage for the case. That's the case of Rav Safra, where you could have this case of two brothers with two sisters, meaning the case of four. There were four brothers. The case of a Mishnah, two of them married to two sisters, two Achais Kukas. One of them will be the stat Erev of Eish Yisachar V'Shalei to one, and the other one will be the same Erev of Eish Yisachar V'Shalei to the other one, thus making each one permitted in the other one, as follows. Meisu Levi V'Yehuda B'Leibon. So Levi and Yehuda die without any children. And again, they were the ones that were married to unrelated women. V'Naflaluhu Kam Yisachar B'Zavulin. Now, Levi and Yehuda were married to their original wives, these unrelated women, but as the case that we just described, setting the stage, they also each individually did Yibum to the Reuben and Shimon's wives. Levi had done to Reuben's widow, and Yehuda had done to Shimon's widow. Now that Reuben and Shimon had died, and again, Levi Yehuda had been Miyab and their wives, now Levi Yehuda had died without any children. Now they've fallen from the Yisachar and Zevulun. So they have both their original wives and the sisters, which were the wives of Reuben and Shimon. So that, now the Gemara explains. Ha'asura lezeh, this is the case of our Mishnah. You have one of the sisters that's forbidden to one, meaning the wife of Levi is forbidden to Yisachar, because when Yisachar was born, he encountered the Zika of Reuven, who he wasn't alive with him at the same time, because before Levi was Meyabim, then Yisachar was born. So you have that woman, which was the wife of Reuven, is forbidden to Yisachar, is mutaris lazeh, is actually permitted to Zevulun. Because when he was born, and this we're going according to the opinion of Reb Shimon, Levi had already been Meyabim, the wife of Reuven. Now, in the case of Yibim L'Seif Noilid, Reb Shimon says that's permitted. So that's one part of it. Now you have Asur lazeh, the one that's forbidden to this one, meaning the wife of Yehuda is forbidden to Zevulun. The reason is because of Shimon, Zevulun was not alive at the same time as Shimon. Now when he was born, Yehuda had not been Miyabim, his wife, so therefore Zevulun encountered her in that state of Isser, which that is going to be the problem according to Ibn Reb Shimon of Eish Yisachar Shel Bar Lamai, is mutaris lazeh, is permitted to Yisachar, because Yisachar was never Eish Yisachar Shel Bar Lamai. He was alive the whole time of Shimon. And it's v'chaysa she'yavimta. It's a case where you have the two sisters that are falling for Yibim at the same time, and yet each one is going to be permitted in the other one, because each one, Yisachar for one and Zevulun for the other one, will have each one Eish Yisachar Shel Bar Lamai, and hence only having one fall, so she's not a chayzakuka, so each one could be taken in Yibim by the other brother. That's the case according to Rav Safra of our Mishnah Salacha, where Reb Chiya says applies to all the cases of the Mishnah on Daf Beis, even in Eish Yisachar Shel Bar Lamai, again, only according to Reb Shimon. Now the Gemara asks, actually, on this case that Rav Safra just described, Lama li Yibim Yehuda, why do you need the last step? Meaning we understand that you need to have Meis Noil B'Yavim, Meis Noilid. Why do you need the last case where Yehuda was Miyabim, the wife of Shimon? Because as the Gemara asks, B'lo Yibim Yehuda Namim Mishkachas Lo, you could have the case even without Yehuda being Miyabim, the wife of Shimon, that it should be permitted to Yisachar, and you could have it even with five brothers. You wouldn't have to have it with six brothers, as Rashi explains the case. The first part will be the same. Reuben dies, Yisachar is born. Levi does Yibim. Shimon dies, Zevulun is born. Now, Levi dies without any children. So now, the wife of Levi and the wife of Shimon fall in front of Yisachar and Zevulun. Now, the wife of Levi is going to be forbidden for Yisachar, because of Reuven, who was her first husband, and that's the problem of Eish Yisachar Shel Bar Lamai, but it'll be permitted for Zevulun because he was only born after that. Now, the wife of Shimon will be permitted for Yisachar because he was alive at that time, but that will be forbidden for Zevulun. So why do you need to have the case of Yehuda doing Yibim? So that the Gemara says, the reason why we picked that Yehuda did Yibim is mishum tsara. It's actually not for the case conceptualization. For that, we would have this whole halacha even without the case. In other words, we don't have to add on this next step of Yehuda doing kibum. You could just have Shimon and Levi, instead of having Levi and Yehuda as we had it before, you could have Shimon and Levi. And you'll still have one will be Asr Lezeh and Muteres Lezeh, and the other one Asr Lezeh and Muteres Lezeh. But the reason why we need it is because we wanted to have that this halacha of Asr Lezeh, Muteres Lezeh, of two sisters, could even be not just the erva themselves, but even regarding the co-wives, as follows. If Yisachar and Zevulun come to do Yibim to the wives of Levi and Yehuda, but not those that are the sisters, that are the ervis of Eich HaShachas Leber Lamei, but actually for the co-wives, the original wives that Levi Yehuda had. Now the wife of Levi will be forbidden to Yisachar because she's the tzara of Eich HaShachas Leber Lamei. So too, the wife of Yehuda will be on Zevulun, the same thing. Now, what we're saying is that we're trying to say that even if the co-wives were sisters one to the other, and unrelated to the wives of Reuben and Shimon, we even in such a case you could have regarding the co-wives, Asur Lezeh, Mutaris Lezeh, and Achayse Kishi Yevimta. Now, had Yehuda not done Yibum, then you wouldn't be able to have the halacha of Reb Chiya regarding the Issa of the Tzaris, because if the two women would be falling from Shimon, meaning we had Levi and Shimon instead of Levi and Yehuda, because we didn't pass it on to Yehuda, then actually both of them will be an Eishas Achav Shloha Baylamai, but not because of its Sarah. We needed to have that then Yehuda, who he has a regular wife from before, who does Yibim to the wife of Shimon, now you can have that the Tzaris, the original wives of Levi and Yehuda, will be forbidden to Yisachar and Zevulun, each one, because they're a tzara of Eish HaShachash Leber Lamei, of Reuben and Shimon, and thus allowing each one to do Yibum to the other one. But the Gemara asks, okay, HaTanach Tzara, that works well for the case of, if you want it to work for every case in our Mishnah, of Achayisik Shivim to Asur Lezeh Mataras Lezeh, that's for Tzara, but Tzara Ma'ikal Emema, what are you going to say? How are you going to say this halacha of Asur Lezeh Mataras Lezeh by the Issa of Tzara Tzara? Because if you're going back to our Mishnah on Daf Beis, it says that not only does this apply that there are ervis and that there are tsaras that are exempt, it says tsaras tsara too, the co-wife's co-wife. What are you going to say in such a case? How are you going to fit in this halacha? I mean, you said you had to have Yibim Yehuda to say the case of tsara. What about tsara tsara? I think Gemara says that's also not a difficulty. We'll add on to the case for the tsara tsara. We're adding on two more brothers. That, for example, if God and Asher did Yibim. So if God and Asher did Yibim to the wives of Levi and Yehuda, their original wives, which are just the tzara of Eish HaShachash Leber Lamei. And they had their own, God and Asher had their own wives. Now they fall, now they, the God was Miyabim, the wife of Yehuda, and Asher was Miyabim, the wife of Levi. Again, the original wife, which is only a tzara of an erva of Eish HaShachash Leber Lamei. Now, God and Asher die themselves. Now it falls in front of Yisachar and Zevulun. Now, if they're coming to do Yibum to the original wives of God and Asher, so you have that the wife of God is a tzara of the wife of Yehuda, who she herself was a tzara of the wife of Shimon, who was an erva of Eish HaShachash Leber Lamei, which is forbidden to Zevulun, which is permitted to Yisachar. And the same thing works for the wife of Asher on Yisachar, it's forbidden, but permitted to Zevulun. Again, because we added on that God and Asher, their original wives, are only a tzara of a tzara of the erva, because there was Reuben and Shimon, they're the arayas of Eish HaShachash Leber Lamei. And we're not talking about they're the sisters. The sisters could even be other sisters. Of the tzara could be sisters. We're talking about God and Asher. They could be the sisters. And they're only a tzara of a tzara of an erva, because the ervas were Reuben and Shimon. Then Levi Yehuda had their own original wives, which were tzaras of that erva. Now God and Asher, they had their own wives, which are tzara of the erva. Now we're saying that even though they're both sisters, we could have that Yisachar could do Yibim to one and Zevulun to the other, although they're two sisters, which are generally a problem of Achay Sekuka, but it's Asur Lezeh Mataras Lezeh, Asur Lezeh Mataras Lezeh, because of the exemption of Tzaras, Ervis, Eishas Achav Shalhar B'Lama. Nothing more continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah regarding the halacha of Achay Sekuka, but with one difference, here we're talking about that it's Achay Sekuka to one Yavim. In the previous Mishnah we had, which we keep on calling this Perek Arba Achen, four brothers, two of them married to two sisters, they both die, fall in front of two brothers, and then we spoke about they both have to do Chalitza. Now our Mishnah says that Shloish Achen, if there was only three brothers, not four, and Shnaim Mehem Nistun Shtei Achayis, two of them are married to two sisters. Again, that same case. Or the Mishnah mixes it up here a little bit different, or Isha Bita. It doesn't have to be just two sisters. It could be a mother and a daughter, or Isha Bas Bita, or a mother and her daughter's daughter, or Isha Bas Bina, or a woman and her son's daughter, again, which is, they're all arayist, they're all problematic to each other. There would be an erva of the Zukukah. Again, he would be essentially the same halacha as in the previous Mishnah, that you have to do chalitza to both, and you can't do yibam, because, again, zika makes it that, or if this ain't zika, as issa bitl mitzvah yavmin, zika makes it as somewhat as she's your wife. Now, whichever one you're going to try to do yibam first to, you're going to run into the problem, because if you go to the woman first, well, then the other one gets removed, because she's the granddaughter of your quasi-wife. Or if you go to the granddaughter first, then the other one is the grandmother, which is forbidden. Either way, what you have it is that you run into the problem about either you call it a chesuku kasai, or that it's a basuku kasai. Either way, it's going to be a problem of either one. You're both encountering both of them at the same time, and both of them are considered a relative of your zakuk, which is somewhat of a wife, and therefore each one poses a problem. For the other one, you have to chalitza not yibam. But the Mishnah introduces a new opinion. Reb Shimon Peiter. Shimon actually says, regarding these cases of Achayis Zekuko, or of the two sisters, or of Ishabit, whichever one, he says, actually, you don't do Chalitza, you're actually exempt from the whole parash of Yibim. Now, that the Mishnah concludes, he says, Achas Mehen Asur Olav Iser Erva, if one of them was an Erva to this one Yavim, well then, Asur Bamut B'Achayis, then actually he's forbidden in that one, she's an Erva to him. And then he's permitted in the sister or in the grandmother, whichever one it is, because the other one's not zakuk to him. And the Mishnah concludes, Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha. Now, if let's say one of them is only a rabbinic erva or only a leisa, say, then chalitza b'mesiyamis, again, then you're back to chalitza and you can't do yibam because it's not totally removed because it's not an erva. And therefore, they're both falling. And if they're both falling, then Reb Shimon says, he says you're totally exempt. And according to Tanna Kamma, again, then you do chalitza and you don't do yibam. But the Mishnah concludes, if Isser Mitzvah Isser Kedusha, if one of them is only rabbinic erva or only a lois assay, then Chalitzas V'le Misyamas, then, as the Gemara will explain, even according to Reb Shimon, who although it seems like that they're both Achayisik Okasai, and then his halacha of Peiter, of exempting, when both of them fall at the same time, he says, no, then you're going to have to do Chalitza to them, and you can't do Yib. Now that the Gemara says, Tani Lidna Brais, which explains this halacha of Reb Shimon. I mean, regarding the Tanna Kamma, we know essentially the same as the previous Mishnah, that the halacha is that when you have two falling at the same time, that both of them you can't do even to either one because she's the relative of the other one, which is somewhat of your wife, and therefore either she's going to be the sister of your wife or the granddaughter of your wife or the grandmother, so you can't do. But Reb Shimon said, actually, Reb Shimon paita b'shtei, and he says you're exempt from both of them, min ha-chalitza, min ha-yibam, almost like an erva. Shnei Malik says, a pasuk b'yikra, he makes the following drasha. Says Ve'isha el achesa, a woman to her sister, meaning when the other one is an erva, leisikach litzor, you can't take her to be a rival. And he interprets the pasuk as follows: Beshasha nasu tsaris zulazu, when they both become tsaris, one to the other, become rivals. In other words, like this case, when they're both falling to yibam to this yavam, both sisters are tsaris in the zika, meaning they're only a tsara. They're not really co-wives. They're from two different brothers. But in there's a litzrar in the nefila of aleha, then lo yehi lechulikuchin nefil ba'achasman. Then it's saying isha lachaisa lo yisikach. You don't take either one of them. Meaning it's totally exempting them from the halacha of yibam at all. And that's why he says actually when you have the halacha of achaisa kukasai, it's not like the Tanna Kamma holds a rabbinic problem about like a quasi type of achaisa ishtoi. It's actually a biblical exemption from the parasha of yibam of lo yisikach litzra. Now, the Mishnah then continued and said, if one of them was an erv on him, then he's permitted in the sister. The Gemara asks, Hasu lamali, hainuhach. This is the same, even if this is Reb Shimon, this is the same as the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah has already said this concept. It says that if one of them is an erv, she's not falling. If she's not falling, so you only have one. So there's no achayisa kukasai, whether according to Rabbanan, that's rabbinic, Reb Shimon, that's biblical, that you're totally exempt. But of course you could do yibam to the other one. The Gemara says, no, actually, the Reb Shimon Itzrich, we needed our Mishnah to repeat this halacha for Reb Shimon's opinion. Because Sokhat, that the Chemini would have thought to say, Hail v'am Reb Shimon shtei achoyos, since Reb Shimon says, when you have two sisters falling to one Yavam, he says, loy chaltzis v'loy mesyamos, you don't do chalitza, or you're totally exempt, as we just brought to Drasha, of leisikach litzra. then Ligzer, maybe we should be Geizer to say that it's forbidden, even in the case of when one of them is an Erva, that you should not be able to do Yibum to the sister. Why? Because of a generic case when you have two sisters, where when one of them is not an Erva on the other one. Now, Rashi explains, he says, although this would still be that we understand this from the previous Mishnah, that's not true, because the previous Mishnah was going according to the Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, we don't make such a gezeira as we explained in the previous Gemara, is because even if we were to come to permit a regular case of a chesukukasai, the only issa you'd be encountering would be a rabbinic issa of a chesukukah. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that we just explained that according to him, the sister that is falling at the same time as her sister, which therefore she's a sister of the one that Zakuk, is a full-fledged erva, because the Torah exempts you from the mitzvah of Yibam, which then maintains your original issa of Eshes Ach. That's an issa karis. Maybe then we should be geizer over here that although the sister is forbidden because of erva, and therefore she's not Zakuk, still you should say that he should not be able to do Yibam to the other sister, because if we allow it, then you might come to allow it even in a regular case of a chesukuka, which is not just a rabbinic concern. It's actually a biblical concern of a chiv karis of Eshes Ach. Well, done. That's what our Mishnah is adding on to the previous Mishnah. Even according to Reb Shimon, we're not concerned for that. And therefore, if one of them is an erva on him, the second sister would be permitted, even according to Reb Shimon, to have Yibam or Chalitza Dantar.